Now, here's Steve Barfield.
Hello, all my listening friends. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Financial Framework Show today. If you're out there in the car, make sure you keep your focus on being safe. If you miss anything on the show today, the shows are all archived on the Financial Framework Show website for you to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Last week, we had some great questions, and I'm looking forward to talking to you and discussing different issues about debt and retirement, or money and how it relates to your lives. The call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-732-6458, or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. And remember, there is no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. My goal for everyone who listens to the Financial Framework Show each week is for you to get out of debt and retire with dignity. Before we begin taking calls each week, I usually open up with a short talk about current issues that affects our lives, or I let you in on some secrets about money that the banks and mortgage companies don't want you to know. Now, last week we discussed the future. So I want to do a quick recap for the people who were not able to tune in last week. The things that we did in the past, or better said, the decisions that we made in the past, dictates what our lives are like today. Did you try hard in school? Did you go to college? Did you save money? Did you live below your means? The questions could go on forever. But when we look at our lives today, you can see the results of the decisions that we made back then, which tells me one thing. That the far majority of the American population didn't learn anything about money, about how to manage it, how to save it, and how to make good decisions with it. This is obvious by the consumer debt numbers that we currently have. Think about this. What if we would have known about money years ago? Or better yet, what if we had followed the wisdom passed down from past generations about only buying something if first you actually needed it, and if you had the cash to pay for it? Boy, did we ever miss this one by a country mile. Now, what if you'd have known back then that you could be totally debt-free today while spending only what you had obligated yourself to pay each month? Do you think that you would have been disciplined enough to make it happen? What would your life be like today if you had? You see, most people work their entire lives for money, and they never figure out how to make money work for them. Most people think that it's the American way to be in debt. They think it's the way it's supposed to be. Most people have all but decided that they're going to have to work until they die, that all the dreams they had when they were young were only that, dreams. Every week I will give you information about getting out of debt, and I have told you many times that if you're able to make your monthly debt payments, that you are making enough to get out of debt and retire with dignity. To bring this point home, the Financial Framework Seminar includes what is called the Equity Creator Financial Blueprint. This is a real plan that not only covers your retirement and the other financial services pieces, but it also gives you a detailed, customized debt paydown schedule that, on average, if you follow it to completion, you'll be completely out of debt, including your mortgage, in just 8 to 12 years. Now, this can be accomplished while spending your same current monthly payments. For an example, if you took a family that had $2,497 per month going out on fixed debt, which included a first mortgage, a second mortgage, 2 car payments, and 6 credit cards, based on their current situation, which is shown in the blueprint, they're going to be in debt for the next 29 years due to their mortgage. They will have contractually obligated themselves to pay out $203,000 in interest. Now, what I mean by them being obligated is that they signed contracts when they took out their mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards. And unless they accelerate these debts, they're obligated to pay the $213,000 in interest. Now, using the Equity Creator system that's included in the seminar, this family could continue to spend the same $2,497 per month and could be completely out of debt, including their mortgage, in just 9 years and 5 months, and save $117,000 in interest. And one more time, this is interest that they had already obligated themselves to pay. And listen to this. Because of the Equity Creator system, they will also save $586,795 in monthly payments. And if they didn't follow the Equity Creator system, the creditors would make this money. Now think about this. Most families will never save anywhere near $500,000. And here the blueprint is saving them more than that just in monthly payments alone. And that's earning no interest. Now, this is just an example that we use in the seminar, but it would work for you and your family just the same. If you're able to pay your bills, even if it's a struggle, you can get out of debt and change your lives forever. Let me ask you, do you enjoy paying your bills each month? Is it a fun time, or do you dread it? Do you often run out of money before all the bills are paid? Do you feel that you never seem to get ahead? Have you had the thoughts that you're going to have to work until you die? Are you saving enough for retirement? Do you have any money put away for an emergency? How many times in your working lives has someone offered you a chance to really get out of debt? A chance to really change your lives? I mean, you might have had people help you save money with investments, and you've probably had some people sell you insurance, and you might have even met some people that were called financial planners. But none of these people have ever given you a plan to become debt-free. And believe me, I'm not knocking these people and what they do, because I am one of them. I've helped people save retirement, and I've helped pick the breadwinners. But I've also been able to get thousands of people out of debt because I have a system like no other in the world. And believe me, you need a system. The deck is stacked against you. It is like we're surrounded by sharks and crooks that want to steal our hard-earned money. Which brings me to this past Monday. The credit card industry came under some new laws. Now, can you try to fathom an industry that is so evil and dishonest that laws have to be passed in an attempt to prevent these crooks from hurting people and destroying families? Can you just imagine this? Now let's look at some of the new laws that have been implemented and then explain why they will be completely ineffective. Now let's begin talking about where the credit card companies are domiciled or where they have their home offices. Most states have laws in place that prevent their citizens from being victims of usury. They're called usury laws. Our wonderful banking friends, the people who issue credit cards to us, the ones who advertise that America cannot operate if we use cash, that advertise that they can make our dreams come true by using their credit cards, the ones who use the word priceless in their lingo. Well, I'll tell you right now, they are priceless. They are absolutely the worst financial instrument that has ever hit the world. So to begin talking about credit cards, unless the states that house these predators will put some usury laws in place, unless they put a cap on what these crooks can do to us, no mealy-mouthed laws or rules can do anything to stop them from hurting us. Why would they have not made these states implement usury laws that would protect us? I have no idea. That would have fixed a lot of this for us. So, they didn't do this. What they did is they put a band-aid on the problem, and the American family will pay the price. And even though the new laws went into effect on Monday, I don't want you to let your guard down for 1 second. When this bill was introduced, even before it was passed, the credit card companies began devising even more dishonest schemes to steal money from the American people. Think about this. Over the past 12 months, have you had your interest rates increased? Have you had your credit limits decreased without any rhyme or reason? Have you had some of your credit cards canceled? You see, these predators, they're willing to do anything to make money. They will change P.O. boxes on the addresses to make payments late. They'll make up bogus ways to hit you with late fees and penalties. They are the nearest thing to the devil on earth that there is. They are absolutely evil. And if it sounds like I don't like credit cards, then you're right on track. I despise them. Now, I hate to repeat myself, but the states that these crooks are domiciled in, if they aren't forced to put some usury laws on the books, it will be business as usual. So keep that in mind as we discuss the new laws. Limited interest rate hikes. Interest rate hikes on existing balances would be allowed only under limited conditions, such as when a promotional rate ends. There is a variable rate, or if the cardholder makes a late payment, interest rates on new transactions can increase only after the first year. Significant changes in terms on accounts cannot occur without 45 days advance notice on the change. Now, the 45-day notice is the catch. They can do whatever they want to you with a simple 45-day notice. No caps on interest rates or no fees. All right, now the second one, limited universal default. Universal default, the practice of raising interest rates on customers based on their payment records with other unrelated credit issuers, such as utility companies and other creditors, would end for existing credit card balances. Credit card issuers would still be allowed to use universal default on future credit card balances if they give at least 45 days advance notice on the change. Once again, that 45-day notice is the catch. They can do whatever they want after the 45 days are up. Here's another one, the right to opt out. Consumers now have the right to opt out or reject certain significant changes in terms of their accounts. Opting out means cardholders agree to close their accounts if they pay off the balance under the old terms. They have at least 5 years to pay the balance. Now, in my opinion, this has mixed issues or results because it would trash your credit, but on the other hand, it would stop them from hitting you with bogus fees and the incredibly sky-high interest rates that they're headed for. You see, when the feds raise interest rates, which that's another whole story in itself that I won't go into right now, the interest rates will hit around 35% this year. They're already at 29%+, and it seems to be no end in sight. All right, here's another one. Limit credit card to young adults. Now, credit card issuers, they will be banned from using credit cards to anyone under 21 years old unless they have a co-signer, an adult co-signer on the account, or can show proof that they have enough income to repay the card. Credit card companies must stay at least 1,000 feet from college campuses if they're offering free pizza or other gifts to entice students to apply for credit cards. Well, on the surface, this sounds good, but what do you think they will do? They will assist the college students in finding someone to co-sign. They will put their tents in popular places where the college students hang out. To me, I feel like it will still be business as usual because they will figure out how to bypass this and make it just simply a road bump for them. Here's another one. More time to pay monthly bills. Under the credit card law, issuers would have to give credit card account holders a reasonable amount of time to make payments on monthly bills. That means payments would be due at least 21 days after they're mailed or delivered. Before, they had due dates that changed without notice or moved up, giving people less time to pay their bills and increasing the likelihood of late fees. One trick after another, and if you think the new law will make this much of a difference, then you're way off base. They will do whatever's necessary to put things back to business as usual. Here's another one. Clear due dates and times. Credit card issuers would no longer be able to set early morning or other arbitrary deadlines for payments. Cutoff times set before 5 p.m. on the payment due dates would be illegal under the new credit card law. Payments due at those times or on weekends, holidays, or when the card issuer is closed for business will not be subject to late fees. I hate to sound so cynical about this, but they will also find a way around this. If they have to pass a law to stop them from being crooks, they're almost capable of anything. Here's another one, and I just cannot believe that they can continue to do this to the American people or have done this in the past. Highest interest rate balance is paid first. When consumers have accounts that carry different interest rates for different types of purchases, for an example, cash advances, regular purchases, balance transfers, or maybe ATM withdrawals, payments in excess of the minimum amount due must go to balances with higher interest rates first. Before this new law took effect, industry practice was to apply all amounts over the minimum monthly payments to the lowest interest balances first, thus extending the time it takes to pay off higher interest rate balances. Can you just imagine how these people come up with schemes to steal money from us? I would like to be a fly on the wall at their meetings. I would like to hear how they justify their reasoning for doing this to hardworking American people. I would just like to see what they had to say about it. Limits on over-limit fees. Consumers must opt in to over-limit fees. Those who opt out would have the transactions rejected if they exceeded their credit limits, thus avoiding over-limit fees. Fees charged for going over the limit must be reasonable. Now, where you could be embarrassed if they rejected your card, it would be better to use your debit card to pay for that $25 meal up front. Think about it. It would be better than it would for them to cover it on the credit card and then hit you with a $35 to $40 over limit fee. Because, see, this would put the actual cost of your meal to at least $60, and that does not include the 29%+ interest that they're going to hit you with. Another one, no more double cycle billing. Here again, all of this stuff just simply amazes me. Finance charges on outstanding credit card balances would be computed based on purchases made in the current cycle rather than going back to previous billing cycle to calculate interest charges. So-called two-cycle or double-cycle billing hurts consumers who pay off their balances because they're hit with finance charges from the previous cycle even though they paid it in full. Wow, all of this stuff simply amazes me to think that there's people that could come up with this stuff. Do you think that they realize what they're doing, or do you think it simply doesn't matter to them? And the more I cover the credit card stuff, the more my blood pressure just boils. I love everything about what we have in our lives, and for me to sit around and have to watch people be done this way, it just tears my heart out. Well, we've kind of covered the majority of the new changes, or at least the ones that have hurt us the most in the past. But once again, these people, they are on a mission now to replace what they might lose. They'll find new and innovative ways to create more and more penalties and fees. You can count on it. Now, let's kind of change gears here. When you stop and think about it, how unpleasant is it to be in debt anyway? How it controls most of your waking hours and even prevents you from getting a good night's sleep. I mean, debt, it'll rob you from your past, your present, and your future if you don't do something about it. And every week I beat on this stuff. Every week I try to show you how dangerous debt is. I also let you know that there's a way out. A simple system and a plan that utilizes your same current monthly payments. You see, there's absolutely no reason for you to be in debt. No reason whatsoever. I'm going to show you how if you'll let me. So for the listeners in the Cedar Town and surrounding areas, the Rolling Hills Baptist Church is putting on the Financial Framework Seminar. Now, the contact person is Jason Slaughter, and his phone number is 770-639-1754. Again, Jason's number is 770-639-1754. Call Jason if you have any questions about this. There will be a preview meeting held on Wednesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. That's tonight. And another one on Saturday morning, February 27th at 11 a.m. Preview meetings will last about 30 minutes, and you'll have the opportunity to look at the system and decide if you want the personalized Equity Creator Financial Blueprint as your roadmap, or if you want to continue your debt football game with no goal lines. Remember, the blueprint will give you the exact month and year that you can be totally debt-free, including your mortgage, while spending your same current monthly payments. Now, I'm planning on being at the Saturday morning preview meeting, and I look forward to meeting you and playing a part in your quest to become debt-free. Invite all your friends and neighbors and relatives to experience the wonderful feeling of knowing when they can be debt-free. This is so powerful. It's absolutely life-changing. Now, there's another church that's located in Cedar Town area that's also going to host a seminar. This is the Cedar Town Church of God. It'll have its first preview meeting on Sunday evening, March the 14th at 5:30 p.m. The contact person is Phil Thomason, but his number is not listed here, but I'll get it to you. The Fortified Hills Baptist Church off of 120, which is in Dallas, is also hosting the Financial Framework Seminar. The preview dates are Wednesday, February 24th, once again that's tonight, at 6 p.m., and on Sunday, February 28th, right after the second service around noon. The actual seminar will begin on Wednesday night, March 3rd, and the same session will be held again on Saturday mornings. This will give you some added flexibility in attending the sessions. Now, I'm hoping to be at both of these preview meetings. I'm really looking forward to seeing you at one or both of these events. Come out and take a look at the system, and you'll see one like you've never seen one before. It'll be your roadmap to financial freedom. The contact person for the Fortified Hills Seminar is Mark Fricks. His number is 678-363-7267. Again, his number is 678-363-7267. I honestly feel this could be the most important financial decision you could ever make. You see, for more than 15 years I've been on this mission, and I have seen and heard many amazing testimonies, and I surely hope that you'll add your story to those memories. Now, we need to take a break and then come back for some phone calls and emails that have come in. The call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. We'll be back in just a minute. Back in just a minute. Back in just a minute.